and small wire glasses. Where had she met him before? The thunder of the organ brought her back to Van Gogh. The ceremony was about to begin. The elderly cardinal stood up and made his way toward the young men in white. He brushed aside the umbrella held out to keep him dry, just as he brushed aside all the hands that offered to help him down the steps.
Leave me be.
He was carrying his heavy crozier, and every step was a small miracle. The cardinal was old and sick. That same morning, his doctor, Esquirol, had banned him from celebrating Mass. The cardinal had laughed, sent everybody away, and heaved himself out of bed to get dressed. As soon as he was alone, he could groan freely with every gesture. In public, he was a rock. Now he was walking down the steps in the rain. 2 hours earlier, with the black clouds thickening, everyone had begged him to move the ceremony inside the cathedral. Once again, he'd held firm. He wanted it to take place outside, facing the world these young men would engage with for their whole lives.
If they're worried about catching a cold, let them choose another job. They'll live through other storms.
On the final step, the cardinal came to a stop. He was the first to detect something afoot in the square. Up above, Simon the bell ringer didn't suspect a thing. He dropped his eggs into the water and started counting. Who could have predicted what would happen in the time it takes to boil an egg? 3 minutes to change the course of destiny. While the water was coming to a boil, the crowd was simmering in a similar state of excitement, starting from the back row. The girl gave another shudder. Something was going on in the square. The cardinal raised his head. 20 individuals were beating a path through the crowd. The murmuring swelled. Shouts could be heard.
Make way!
But the 40 seminarians didn't move. Only Van Gogh turned his head to the side, putting his ear to the ground. He could see the shadows closing in. The voices were becoming clearer now.
What's going on? Move back!
People were distrustful. 2 months earlier, riots had led to fatalities and hundreds wounded in the Place de la Concorde.
It's the police!
A woman called out to reassure the crowd. They were looking for somebody. The faithful tried to quell the hubbub.
Shh! Be quiet!
59 seconds. Under his clock, the bell ringer was still counting. He was thinking about young Clara, who had promised him she would come. He looked at the wooden crate set with 2 places. He could hear the saucepan humming on the embers. A cleric wearing a white robe went over to the cardinal and whispered something in his ear. Just behind them stood a short, rotund man, holding his hat in his hand. Superintendent Boulard. There was no mistaking his drooping eyelids, like those of an old dog, his big snout, his ruddy cheeks, and his eyes, which twinkled with a zest for life. Auguste Boulard. Unflappable under the April shower, he was on the lookout for the slightest sign of movement from the young men lying on the ground. 1 minute and 20 seconds. Just then, one of the seminarians stood up. He wasn't very tall. His robe was weighed down with the rain. His face was streaming. He turned full circle in the midst of so many bodies, none of which moved. On every side, plainclothes policemen emerged from the crowd and began to advance toward him. The young man brought his hands together as if in prayer, then let them fall to his sides. The clouds in the sky were reflected in his eyes.
Van Gogh, Romano!
The superintendent called out. The boy nodded. In the crowd somewhere, a pair of green eyes was flitting, like butterflies in a net. What did these people want from Van Gogh? The young man started moving. He stepped over his fellow seminarians and walked toward the superintendent. The police officers were edging forward. As he advanced, Van Gogh pulled off his white robe to reveal the black clothes underneath. He stopped in front of the cardinal and dropped to his knees. Forgive me, Father.
What have you done, Van Gogh?
I don't know, Your Grace. Please believe me, I don't know. 1 minute and 50 seconds. The old cardinal gripped the cross with both hands. He leaned on it with his full weight, his arm and shoulder wrapped around the gilded wood like ivy on a tree. He looked sadly around him. He knew every one of these 40 young men by name.